the governor in?
No, he took some people out to Meadowland Industrial Park.
Well, what's that?
One of my dumb school projects.
Yeah, what's it gonna be when it's finished?
It is finished.
Oh. What is it?
You mean you can't tell?
Of course I can. Surface of the moon.
Close. It's an Indian village.
These silver things are teepees.
Katie, very few Indians made their teepees out of aluminum foil. You find some construction paper, I'll show you how to make a teepee.
You will? Gee, thanks, Marcy.
How come you didn't offer to help?
Well, sometimes the best help is no help at all.
And that is what you are, no help at all.
Look, Marcy, we can cover the teepees with this leather, which I found in my clothes closet.
This is one of your old nightgowns, isn't it?
That is a very good idea, Miss Krause. I've got some green felt at home, so maybe I can make some ground cover and some trees. Maybe we'll even put a canoe in the lake.
Don't make it look too good. The government will take it away from the Indians.
I'll get started on the teepees.
Oh, yes, it is an ideal industrial site.
Yes.
Oh, Benson, have you met Mr. Walker?
No. How do you do, sir?
How do you do?
Benson's my director of household affairs.
Well, I'm sure I'm happy to meet you.
This is Mrs. Walker.
It isn't.
It isn't?
It is.
Told you.
It can't be.
Benson, this is Mrs. Walker. She is married to Mr. Walker of Walker Components.
I can't believe it.
You're married to her?
To the best of my knowledge, yes.
Well, what do you know?
Everything, I hope.
Benson.
Carol.
Benson!
Oh, Carol.
Big Matt.
Yes, I see.
Carol always did have a big warm welcome for old friends.
I just love reunions, don't you?
Benson, you look wonderful. I told you about Benson, didn't I, dear?
Oh, are you that Benson who was taking Carol out when she fell in love with me?
Well, no, actually, I'm the Benson who was taking Carol out when she fell in love with your car.
Oh, good old days, huh?
Well, they weren't all that good.
They weren't all that bad.
Sir, shall we adjourn to your office and conclude our business?
Taylor, we are a long way from concluding anything.
Howard, I really can't understand how it is that you can resist these tax incentives we're offering.
Sir, we haven't offered them yet.
Well, that's it.
Well, isn't this something?
How long has it been since you two have seen one another?
10 years.
20 years.
No.
Yes.
That's not possible.
Well, it may not be possible, but it's true.
I'm not that old.
Yes, you are.
Vince.
You haven't changed.
You mean he's always been this charming?
Always.
I'll never forget the day you got married.
Oh?
Yeah, it was October the 10th, a cold and rainy Saturday.
Now, how on earth did you remember that?
Well, I'd been hanging outside the chapel, crying in the rain. I caught pneumonia, and they took me to the hospital.
Oh. And I heard you were so brokenhearted the day you left the hospital, you took one of the nurses with you.
Two. They were small.
Marcy, would you come in, please?
Now?
And bring your pet.
Just when you were getting to the good part.
You gave me nothing but good things to remember.
Same here.
I hope you mean that.
We came close.
Just didn't work out, that's all. So, Mrs. Walker Components.
Isn't it wonderful? Whoever thought Howard would be so successful?
You did. Are you all moving into the state or what?
Well, Howard's got 8 factories spread out over 3 states, and he's thinking about consolidating them here.
8 factories?
I said it was wonderful.
For Howard. How about you?
Look, we're only going to be here for a week. Why don't you and I have lunch?
Now, there's an idea. One of the worst I ever heard.
Listen, it'll be just like the old days.
In the old days, we didn't get around to lunch.
We're older now. We need the nourishment. Yeah, well. Come on, give me one good reason we can't have lunch.
Carol.
There's one.
Come in and join us, please.
In a minute. Howard, would you mind if I had lunch with Benson?
Not at all. He's on the governor's staff. You can write it off, my dear.
You heard him.
Yeah, he's writing me and the lunch off at the same time.
Come on, please.
Okay. Day after tomorrow?
Mm-hmm. Great. Around 12:30?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We're at the Marquis Plaza. Come on up to the suite.
No. I'll meet you in the lobby.
Benson, we're only going to have lunch and talk about old times. What are you afraid of?
Old times.
Do you like it, Katie?
Oh, sure. But I'm sort of feeling guilty that I haven't been much help on this.
Oh? Well, as soon as Marcy is finished, you can help put it away.
There. How does the canoe look?
Neat.
Yeah, considering it is paper painted to look like birch bark instead of the real thing.
I'm sorry, I just didn't have the time to go out and skin a tree. I don't know how you can pick on my canoe when you've got a Navajo rug sitting right outside a Sioux teepee.
That rug took a whole day to knit, and it stays.
Well, I'm sure it does, but how can you logically explain its being there?
Somebody bought it in a fake canoe.
Hi, Marcy. Any calls?
Yeah, just that one on your desk. So, how was lunch?
Overcooked.
Besides overcooked?
Cold.
Oh, come on, Benson. I was there when your old flame walked in. I saw those sparks flying.
Well, that was it. Just sparks. The fire died out a long time ago.
Could this wait? So, what happened?
Well, Marcy, it was all kind of sad. Most people fall in love and get married. Carol got married and then fell in love.
With her husband?
Of course, with her husband.
So what's the problem?
He doesn't have time for her anymore.
So?
Well, then she talked and I listened. She cried and I consoled. She got angry and I calmed her. Then the wealthiest woman I know stuck me with the chick.
Are you expecting more?
No. But you were.
You still care about her.
Oh, yeah, I can't stop caring about her. She meant a lot to me. What kind of a guy takes his wife to an industrial park for a vacation?
Oh, stop. This was a vacation?
Hmm?
You know, from everything you told me, I figured she had everything.
Everything except Howard.
Unfortunately, that's the price a wife pays sometimes when the husband becomes rich and powerful. You know, this never would have happened to her if she'd married you.
Taylor.
Sir.
Sit down.
I can't. Governor, Benson has single-handedly ruined your political career.
We don't know that, Taylor.
Oh, please. We had Walker Electronic Components in the palm of our hand.
They are tiny little things, aren't they?
No, Governor. The factories. The factories that we lost last night.
Come in.
Marcy said it was important. What's the problem?
Benson, I heard some very disturbing news this morning.
Oh?
Oh?
We were counting on Walker Components building a plant here.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And I was confident that if Howard did, other industrialists would follow suit. Meadowlands an ideal site for all sorts of industry.
Well, of course it is, because if I had a plant, that's exactly where I'd put it.
Good, there's plenty of room for it.
But what's that got to do with me?
What's that got to do with me?
Mr. Walker was to sign the papers today. He just called and said the deal's off.
The deal's off? Did he say why?
Why?
Yes, why?
Don't act innocent, Benson. You know perfectly well why. Mrs. Walker just informed Mr. Walker that she is leaving him.
She's leaving him? What for?
For you! Oh, my God. How could you do this, Benson? Just as we were trying to nail down a deal with Mr. Walker, you were nailing Mr. Walker's wife.
Taylor, you keep flapping your tongue. I'm going to nail your mouth shut.
Please, I will not tolerate this type of discussion.
Sir, Mrs. Walker left Mr. Walker for Benson. What is left to discuss?
Plenty.
Marcy, I can handle this.
Well, you've done a lousy job of it so far. So what if Carolyn Benson had a thing once? So what if they had a hot, torrid romance and could hardly keep their hands off one another?
Marcy, do you mind?
All that is past, Taylor. It's over. He isn't a hot, wild, young thing anymore. He's...
Marcy.
Matured.
Some things get better with age.
Like cheese.
None of this is true, Taylor. Where did you hear it anyway?
From Mr. Walker.
Well, Mr. Walker is wrong.
Oh, really? He got it from a very reliable source.
Oh, really?
Who?
Mrs. Walker.
Oh, really? Still got it, kid.
Thanks very much for the help, Marcy. I don't know what I would have done without it.
It seems the Walkers had an argument last night, and Carol said if Howard didn't have time for her, she knew a man who did. Then she packed her bags and left the hotel.
Where are you hiding her, Benson?
I'm not hiding her anywhere.
Taylor, you have jumped to some remarkably asinine conclusions. Carol may have mentioned Benson's name, but when people are angry, they say a lot of things they don't mean.
Please, Marcy, I got it from the horse's mouth.
I know how to get to the bottom of this. Benson, are you breaking up the Walkers' marriage?
No!
Right, that clears that up.
Maybe for you, but someone I care about is getting hurt.
Where are you going?
I'm going to talk to Howard.
Oh, I wouldn't talk to him now. He's very upset.
He's upset? I'm getting blamed for something I haven't done in 20 years. Carol, what are you doing here?
I was just about to ask you the same thing.
I thought you hit the road.
You mean you know about last night?
Know about it? Your husband would make a hell of a town crier. Where is Howard?
He went out.
Looking for me?
I don't know.
Is he armed?
Don't be silly. I don't know where he is. He was gone when I got back this morning.
You stayed out all night?
I was walking and thinking.
While Howard sat here steaming.
I didn't know what to do.
You were full of ideas last night. This is wonderful. He probably thinks you were out with me all night. I know that's what I would think.
Well, I'll explain it to him as soon as he gets back. You want some coffee?
Coffee? Are you out of your mind, Carol? We don't know what's in your husband's mind. You're asking me if I want to drink his coffee.
I'm sorry, Benson. It's all my fault.
You got that right. No, 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 don't start that. Come on.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to drag you into this.
Well, I don't mind getting dragged in just so I don't get carried out.
I don't know what got into me. I deliberately tried to make him feel jealous.
Oh, really? Well, congratulations. It worked.
I've never seen Howard like this. I don't understand it.
Well, if he sees us like this, he won't understand it.
Right.
Yeah. I'm going to go and see if I can find him. Ah! I found him!
No, no, Benson. No. Not in the vehicle!
Carol? Are you there? Carol?
I'm coming.
Window.
The window.
But you can't stay here. He'll see you.
Carol, are you all right?
I'm coming!
Shh! You can't stay there.
Well, what do you want me to do, fly?
Well, can't you move that way?
I can't move any way at all.
You got to. Just don't look down.
Don't what?
Look down.
Carol.
Benson, I've got to open the door now. By the time I get to the door, you better be out of sight.
Carol, you left the chain on the door. Carol? What kept you?
I.
Are you all right?
Oh, I was taking a nap.
Where were you last night?
Howard.
Never mind. I don't really want to know. Carol, I'm grateful that you're safe, but now that you're back, I'm leaving.
Don't go.
Carol, let go of me.
I can't.
Carol, let go.
Oh, yes, dear.
Carl, why are you doing this? You've never been jealous before.
You've never given me reason to be jealous before.
Howard, there is nothing between Benson and me.
Carol, you are between me and the door.
I love you.
Bell Captain, this is Suite 3401. To please send someone up to get my luggage.
Well, they're out of town to set up a net down there.
Yes, yes. Yes, 5 minutes will be just fine.
Forgive the intrusion, Carol. Howard?
Not at all. Please, come in.
I just couldn't let you leave without at least trying to resolve what appears to be some kind of misunderstanding.
I appreciate your concern, Governor, but I don't care to discuss it.
What are you doing out there?
Sorry, lady. Vision control.
Mrs. Walker, this is a very delicate matter. I realize it's no one's affair but yours.
Benson!
Sir, please. Forgive him. He's under great strain.
But he was just here outside the window.
Heavener, that's impossible.
Not really.
Benson, what are you doing out here?
Enjoying the view.
Aren't you afraid of catching cold?
Frankly, sir, catching a cold is at the bottom of the list.
Excuse me, Governor. Benson, it is perfectly clear what's going on here. But you'll just have to stay out here until Howard leaves. You can do it. Just stay calm.
You come out here and try to stay calm.
Benson, I've done a little mountain climbing, you know.
Taylor, look down.
Benson, why don't you come on in now?
I can't, sir. I was here with Carol when Howard came in.
You mean Carol was out here with you?
No. I'm hiding from Howard.
Oh. You picked the perfect spot for it. I'd never think to look for you out here.
Find out what he's doing.
What's he doing?
He's in the bathroom.
He's in the bathroom.
Well, help me in. I'm going to try to make it to the door.
Governor, he can't come in. The entire project's in jeopardy.
But it's cold out there.
Sir, we're talking about $100 million in revenue here.
Oh, but can we put a price on the man's health?
Can we talk about this tomorrow?
Stay out. You're trying to ruin everything.
He's coming.
Mr. Walker, can't we talk this out?
No, Taylor, we can't.
Coffee, anyone?
Oh. Yes, thank you.
Danish governor?
No, actually, I'm a mix. Scotch. Thank you. A little Irish.
Before you check out, don't you think you should look in your drawers?
I beg your pardon.
I mean, you may have forgotten something.
I have forgotten nothing. I should just collect my toilet articles, and then I shall be on my way. Gentlemen, if you don't mind, I should like to speak with my wife.
Well, it's about time. I knew you two would patch it up.
Sir, I think he wants us to leave.
Oh, no, we can't leave. No, not with him.
Yes, you can.
Carol, Howard, I'm sorry about everything and hope everything turns out just fine. Hang in there.
Carol, I can't afford all of this emotional upheaval. I have to run a business.
Howard, nothing happened.
Carol, please. I trusted you. You've been running around with this Benson fellow, and now you want to convince me that nothing happened? Okay, that's it. Goodbye.
Hey, Howard, how you doing?
What were you doing in there?
Well, I was thinking of renting, but it's a little small.
Nothing happened, eh, Carol?
Now, look, Howard, I could have let you walk right out that door and you'd never known I was here, right?
You're not really going to try to waste my time with an absurd explanation, are you?
You want to hear absurd? What about two people busting up 20 years of marriage because they won't take 5 minutes to talk to one another?
Howard, we had lunch. That's all.
But you let me believe that something was going on between you and Benson.
Well, maybe she just wanted to see if you cared enough to object. You do object, don't you?
Strongly.
Yeah, see, he does care.
Benson, I am perfectly capable of telling my wife how I feel about her.
Well, then why don't you?
Howard, I let this woman get away from me once. Now, if you're fool enough to leave her here, I won't make that mistake again.
Howard, I'm sorry.
No, Howard. No. It's my fault.
I think we both owe Benson a phone call to thank him.
All right. I'll try to catch him down in the lobby.
You're welcome. Take care of yourself, Shaker.
Katie.
Like an A+.
Your ride's waiting, Katie.
1 minute. Mr. Walker signed the contracts yesterday, Benson.
Oh, that's terrific. Katie, you're gonna be late.
There, it is finished.
Do you like it, Benson?
Yeah, it's great.
Thank you.
You're doing nice work, Katie.
Well, I will carry it out to the car.
No thanks, Miss Cross. I've decided to take my aluminum teepees.
That kid's going to be all right.
Wonder why she didn't take the Indian Village.
She can't take credit for that.
After all that work we did on it, it's enough to drive me crazy.
She can't take credit for that either.
Benson is videotaped before a studio audience.